Adventure 26 Journey to the City of the Gods. Not long after, Alejandra's wild magic test results discover. First item found, Orendel's clothing. Alejandra becomes a half-fiend. Alejandra gains the half-fiend template for 3 days. Second item found, Alejandra's braces of defense. Greater spell failure. The mage gains a greater spell failure rate 2d6x5%. The effect is permanent. GM roll 25% spell failure. We let Mandy roll 2d6. Mandy rolled 6. Alejandra now has 30% spell failure from this point forward. Third item found, Alejandra's holdout laser pistol cause plague. Many plagues and storms descend on the region and lasts 1d20 weeks. No one will be able to trace it to Alejandra. GM rolled 17 weeks. Mandy rolled 10 weeks. Fourth item found, Zoltan's combat armor. Zombies, all dead creatures within 1d8 miles that died in the last month, animate as zombies. This includes the entire town of Jillian. Yes, 77% of the town's people were killed, and 95% were animated. GM rolled 4 miles. Mandy rolled 7 miles. Fairy fire still worked, and Alejandra had no knowledge of the zombie incident, so she continued casting. Sex change. Caster changes sex permanently. Mandy rolled a 7, and Alejandra failed her save. Alejandra returns to the group feeling depressed. As soon as Alejandra returns with Zoltan's armor, the group starts to notice that many of the destroyed buildings are moaning. They also notice that the Gravazit mounds are moving. The group may also make a spot check from the tavern, or wherever they are, to see a group of zombies approaching the hover tanks. Zoltan sees a male half-fiend fairy approach and immediately tries to swat it. Then he realizes that it is Alejandra, so he swats at her, /him/it again, and starts laughing. Then she tells him that his armor is cursed. Zoltan, totally exhilarated, yahoo! Yes! Oh man! I can't believe it! I love this armor! Woohoo! I'm never going to give it up! I can just stay close to a magic user and I can kick his ass because of the wild magic. He immediately puts his armor on, and notices that the surroundings are starting to look like a bad horror movie. Zoltan says, oh great! Zombies! Well, there goes the neighborhood! Zoltan says, hey guys, I'm not in the mood for Return of the Living Dead 6000. I say we get the hell out of here! No need to waste ammo on this crap. Jelly, hearing moaning sounds, knows that there is trouble going down. He isn't interested in finding out what happened, but he knows what caused it. He sees Alejandra flying back, and as she, now he, arrives, he yells, you. As Alejandra gets closer, Jelly sees there's something different and looks at her sort of sideways for a moment before continuing. I tried to tell you this was a bad idea. Now we've got to get out of here. Jelly will try to get everyone together and into the tanks to escape the huge numbers of undead. He'll try to get the cleric to come along, too. He knows that this will make one of the tanks crowded, but he's not about to leave someone who has helped him behind when the town is overrun with zombies. Alejandra, no. Alejandra remembers Zoltan, that armor may have been cursed by magical means. Gordon says just hope that what's causing the wild magic isn't a spell in itself. Forsaker abilities and magic armor don't mix. Gordon says, we can't just leave these people to be eaten by zombies. Something has to be causing this infestation. Better to find it and stamp it out, before we leave. After all, undead armies seem to have a habit of growing larger with every victory. Better to end this army here. Well, in a nutshell, the following happened. Alejandra determined that some items were cursed with the wild magic surge. After Alejandra, the half-fiendish male fairy reported which items were cursed, the party noticed the horde of zombies coming towards them. Alejandra animated over 5,000 recently deceased and they became zombies. The zombies were closing in on the city of Jillian. She actually affected two cities. The group drove the two tanks out of Jillian with the cleric on the hood blasting through zombies. Jumping into the tanks with the cleric, the party zoomed off, running several zombies down, while the cleric threw out turnings from on top of the tank. Storm clouds followed the group. The group went to a town just south of Jillian and dropped Orendel's love off. At the next town there was a tearful farewell between Orendel and the cleric who had fallen in love from an earlier wild surge. The rest of the party went shopping and bought a bunch of items, while a gardener trimmed one of the tanks which had grown a profusion of grass, as the result of another wild surge. Al cast a spell at Zoltan which caused plants to overgrow the tank. Everyone bailed, except one. Milo tried to poison the plant with Sid's old cloak. Jelly paid someone to throw a herbicide grenade in the tank to clean it out, after one got out. This town looked like it was in one piece. Milo led the group on a shopping spree. They forgot healing patches again. The group left, after Zoltan blew the horn in the tank to hurry them up. Armed and armored, the party set out for the city of the gods. At one point a large red cloud was spotted. Gordon opened fire with the tank's cannon but the cloud seemed undamaged and simply settled around the tank Gordon was in. Since the cloud didn't seem to be doing anything, the party drove on. The group drove a few minutes east to encounter a red storm cloud. Gordon and Orendel shot at it. Orendel hit Zoltan's tank accidentally. The red cloud hovered around Zoltan's tank. They kept going, it didn't hurt anyone. The group sees what appears to be the remains of a city totally leveled. Ash and Soot cover the area. When the party got to Freeth, they found the city completely leveled. And then they found the thing that had done it. A black cloud of vengeance descended on the party and began to attack. After Orendel accidentally shot Gordon's tank, the tank was completely totaled by the cloud and the passengers had to evacuate. Orendel and Gordon fired the tank's cannon while Minnow kept putting out the fires that the cloud created. A black cloud attacked the group with wind and fire. It nearly destroyed both tanks. Zoltan's tank was burned to a crisp. Minnow tried to extinguish the flame, but lightning bolted the crew. Minnow killed the two Drowthamius and his buddy. Minnow created a 10-foot wide pit. Banrak caused an earthquake and Zoltan fell in. Luckily he had his jetpack ready and he narrowly escaped. Everyone's hair turned bright orange when Minnow tried to repair the remaining tank. It was badly damaged. When Minnow tried to extinguish the fire on Gordon's tank, a lightning bolt shot out instead and killed the two Drow inside. Banrak attempted to extinguish the remaining tank's fire, but in the process a wild surge turned everyone's hair bright orange. Eventually the black cloud passed and Minnow tried to repair the other tank, which was likewise badly damaged. In the process he caused another wild surge, creating an earthquake in the area. Zoltan fell into a deep fissure, and only escaped death by managing to activate his jetpack in time. The cloud left for the city the group had just left. The group continued towards the Cup G. Zoltan flying and Gordon running alongside the remaining tank driven by Jelly. The group encountered a deep spawn or something and it shot at and disabled Jelly's tank. The crew luckily didn't take any damage. Zoltan opened up and blew the thing to bits. Orendel scraped up the remaining gold pieces. These did not have the likeness of Nick. With Zoltan flying, via the jetpack, Gordon running, and Wong riding on top, the last tank moved into the mountains toward the City of the Gods. Partway through a pass, a deep spawn ambushed the party, toting two huge guns. Taking fire, the deep spawn quickly finished off the last tank, just before Zoltan blew it away from the air. The group rests the night in the mountain pass. It had been a long day. Forced to go on foot, the party now is getting ready to trudge on to the City of the Gods.